leave your advice as a fellow bureaucrat, I said, let the schedule get back to code tonight. I had to keep him here. What do you think? He said there's no problem. He said let him go. He said this is such an important thing that Gromyko can't do it on his own, even the announcement, and he's probably going around Moscow checking with the 4 or 5 key people. He says there's no problem. He thinks there's no... He's in the box that until he gets the word, he can't say yes. But he just doesn't think there is an issue. I just don't want to speculate, Mr. President, because there may be 100 reasons why...
It seems to me I can't see why, or I can't see one reason in a thousand why they're going to do it. The point is,
I can't see any.
You've got to. I can't see them except one in a thousand.
If they had wanted to stop it, Mr. President, the easy way to stop it was last week to tell us our proposal is unacceptable. To get an agreed text and then at the last minute. We've got too many things hanging over them. China, Berlin.
There's nothing he can do to find out what the whole story is.
No, he said he sent a cable last night. He said it. He said it's too early for him to have heard today.
Too early,
well, there's a 2-hour transmission time. I think I have canceled.
We go Thursday or not, that's the point.
Well, I've canceled Smith for now. Yeah. And you might consider canceling Rochester. But,
I'm not going to talk to those we're going to sit
in concrete.
If son of a bitch should turn back on us, this would be a. We just can't. We can't.
No, you are.
No. You know what I mean?
You are
one, such a chance.
You are 1,000. If there's even one chance in 10,000, why make ourselves look bad?
That's right. That's right. Well, it doesn't help then. Then we give away the game without getting anything for it.
Right.
So,
but we've kept the Smith appointment with you for 3.
Yeah.
If we haven't heard, we can say you got locked in the congressional battle.
Yeah.
I'd like to get him out of town, quite frankly.
But you think you... Yeah.
Of course, we can get him out of town without telling him anything.
I think I'd get him out of town without telling him anything, and then he'd come back and call him. Good evening.
Or we get Farley in and have him tell us.
Why don't you get Farley in? I think maybe you better get sent out of town.
Right. Then so I just...
React.
Then I just have to make sure that Semyonov doesn't say anything to him, and I can handle that.
Well, this goddamn meeting was goddamn, the old lunch Griffin dominated because he's a weak one, isn't he?
Oh, good.
God almighty. Typical, he's a grown-up beast. The Griffin, and then, of course, Norris Cox turned in and they said, well, they want to have some amendment that they can vote for. Goddamn, the hell. I don't know. I mean, how much stronger can you make the case? I mean, we put it to them there.
Well, I talked to Humphrey last night.
He's running one of the things on the bias now.
Yeah, but Humphrey is willing. If they took out the word, the Messiah's Amendment without... There are ways to fix up the Messiah's Amendment so that it wouldn't be bad, but...
Take out the 6 months deal.
No, the 6 months would have to go, and then the injunction to the administration and the second thing to negotiate with the allies to reduce forces. If they put in the made it and said Congress requests to establish forces so that it isn't consistent with other something like that. I'm not sure that it will look like such a Mansfield defeat. That Messiah's
was. Anyway, that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to. It isn't beating Mansfield. Hell, it's meeting the attack on the executives. That's what's involved here.
And on our European colleagues. And I think after the salt announcement, which after all we'll have to deliberate. Oh, Mr. President, I cannot. If they negotiate for 4 months, make that many concessions, and then kick it over when an agreed text exists, that would be so unconscionable. They'd pay such a price for it. They have a truck plant they're negotiating with us, and I arranged for Peterson to see their man on it. And we're holding that. It can't fail. This is just a terribly bureaucratic government, Mr. President.
I know, my things are coming, but my point is, no, I'm just taking that extra degree of caution that I know in dealing with this.
You're 1,000% right.
Dealing with Smith and Rogers, we must never go unless we dug our balls.
You couldn't be
more right. We dug our balls and we go, right?
You couldn't be more right. At first, I was going
to say, I think we took my debt on and I said, regret, and I said, I can't, we cannot accept it. Matthias, I mean, I don't know, don't you agree?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
They want to put a bunch of lily-livered weak sisters on there. What did you think of those?
Well, it doesn't surprise me because I've been talking to them all week.
But here they are, talking to them after having the establishment come out against Mansfield and all the rest. Here they are, still slobbering and slithering around.
Yeah.
What in the name of God are we out here?
Yeah.
It's true of Vietnam, it's true of everything. We have no
support. Mr. President, without you, this country would be dead.
Well, that's why this salt thing is important. We're going to ram the son of a bitch down their throats if we get it too. You know, I laid the foundation for that today, you know, by saying, you know, now if it's solved, if we didn't have ABM, we wouldn't have to negotiate about it.
I noticed that.
Just as well. And this whole idea, too, of hitting them hard, in fact, you have two goals. One is to reduce their costs and your men, and the other is to have peace.
Sure.
You can reduce your costs and increase the danger of war. Now, what the hell are we talking about?
Well, I think
this is a horrible... These people are being so totally irresponsible, it is unbelievable.
And they haven't got one spine. All they're thinking of now is this week.
This week, and how they're going to look.
Yeah, but what they don't understand is how
we are.
How good they could look.
Yeah.
If we get the announcement Thursday,
must be something wrong with the way we're selling things. I don't know.
No, Mr. President, there's something wrong with our leadership group now.
Yeah.
There's something wrong. And if you were such an unusual type in terms of the American political scene, if you didn't come from the healthy stratum of our society, Douglas Dillon, Nelson, much as I love him, would have caved on Vietnam, he would have caved on this.
He'd have caved on ABM.
He would have caved on, he'd never have started ABM.
Because he would have taken a poll. You know what he would have done. Nelson, polls.
Nelson would have been like you, but... But
it's got that discouraging, though. You know, we're just working our brains off, our butts off, to try to say, oh, well, it isn't discouraging. What the hell?
There's no president who speaks so long, but
discouraging.
But therefore, also,
Jesus Christ, as I said, you can't read the Lincoln period without realizing that the only difference was Lincoln had some supporters.
There were three differences here.
We've got Chicago. He had no choice but to win or lose.
Exactly. He had some supporters. He had no choice to win or lose. And he didn't have television.
Yeah.
We have this problem that every night these bastards are beating our brains out.
God, I can't get over Donald in what a weak sister. He was whining before you came in about the railroads thing. Well, some of the senators...
No, I heard that.
What did you think when he said, well, senators, the senators did bring on the strike?
Yeah, I heard that.
No, but what a whining senator.
No, I just left to call the president.
Of course they didn't bring on the strike. But for Christ's sake, the Senate should be there.
Yeah.
I mean, and should come back from these places. They can travel all over the world. Our guys ought to fight harder. They ought to kick these guys in the balls for being away. Blame them for it. Don't you agree? Jesus Christ.
I'm inclined to think that the president... Morgan and let him worry about telling Smith. Farley won't give us any... It also gives Roger something to do.
Yeah.
With Farley.
Well, I tell you what I would do. I would where's Smith going?
To Vienna.
Let him go. Then have him come back. Have him come back because of this breakthrough to get new instructions and so forth and so on. Why not? He's got to do it. And he gets him the play. Call Smith back. Have that as part of the scenario.
I just don't want him to stand on the platform with you and you're not.
No. After I make the announcement. Yeah. You're right.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be alone.
Neither Rogers nor you.
No, I've been through hell. No, not Rogers, nobody. I'm going to do it myself. I'm just going
to because Scali, Ed Scali said to me yesterday that if you had put this proposal into the bureaucracy, they would have all accused you of sabotaging the salt talks. It would have leaked all over town. Because we really did something on this negotiation. We pulled away from our own proposal on ABM and got an offensive link. But
It's a hell of a job. I read the memorandum.
Well, Mr. President, if it fails,
hours went into it.
Oh God!
Well, if it fails,
it cannot fail. It cannot fail.
If it fails, listen, we're going to start blowing the house down ourselves. If it fails, I don't see anything else to do but to fight on everything. And we'll have to go out. And if the Russians turn this, we're going to have to go out and say the hell with elections and the rest. Let's build up American forces.
It can't. They are not that stupid, Mr. President. If they wanted it to fail after having made 6 major concessions, for them to let it fail now would be nuts.
If they never agree to it.
Oh, no, they are. Dobrynin always has a note. This is why I'm so confident, because Dobrynin, if he had the slightest doubt about the date, would tell me there's a problem. All he is telling me, what he says is Gromyko. He says Brezhnev was out of town. Gromyko can't set the date alone. And he's now going around town talking to the senior government officials because they don't want to call a new government meeting. That would be too time consuming. And
you know what, I'm really getting to the point where I think that government officials, people, Scott is weak.
Oh.
Greg's running for office. He's a decent fellow running for office. Poor old cop's too old. Now, so I he can't leave. He'll never leave. He'll hold our right to it. And
Dominic is
nothing.
He's gone.
What's happened to him?
I have noticed, Mr. President, that after a big operation, some people never are the same. For example, I think Abrams, after that gallbladder operation, has never been the same.
Lost his zip.
Something went. I talked to Scali, incidentally, about getting out the word that you took out this fight before you, when you thought it was hopeless, on NATO. And he's already...
You called me on the phone?
Yes.
In New York?
And he's already talked to Lissacore along that line. Well, Mr. President, the way you have kept putting in the history of your period...
get the soul thing. This will really make these bastards look like a bunch of cheap politicians.
That's why it's so important, Mr. President.
That's what we've got to get. I wish, frankly, we could have even... I know I was the one that wanted that word change, but...
I don't think that's the thing. I think the... I don't think Gromyko has...
It may be that they, however, they could be... The only danger we have is this. They could be looking at the... They have people look at their comments. They have an American section analyzing American opinion. They also have American agents over here. They've got a fellow like Joe Kraft, who's a slimy son of a bitch, constantly saying Nixon can't get along with the Russians. Now, it just may be they decided to... That is what could move them, those great historical facts.
Yeah, but if they do that, they also know they won't get a Berlin agreement.
Well, if they know that...
Mr. President, I'm going to
This is no work. This, there ain't going to be no doubt about flushing it.
The Breeden said to me last week that I'm the toughest fellow he's negotiated with since he's come here, and he said his government is just up a tree because I fight over every word. Now, basically, you know, I'm sure they're irritated with me. On the other hand, that's what they respect.
That's what they do. They fight over every word.
I don't think it's that word, Mr. President. Maybe we should have let it go, but I think for them to announce what I am afraid happened is not the word. Basically, that announcement, which they drafted themselves, is a mistake from their point of view. The word is nothing, but the announcement is where they made their mistake. And I'm afraid what happened is that Semyonov came back to Moscow from Vienna, saw that announcement, and said, "You idiots, you gave away too much." That's what worries me, because that announcement gives us more than we asked for. Even I didn't have the heart to say, to use the word agree. That's the...
Well, I don't think they can.
But I don't see...
They can screw around the announcement.
But I don't see how they can pull off from an announcement, which is verbatim the text they gave us. That's not... I didn't change a word in the announcement. Except put it into English. But I'd work that out with his own man, with the Breeden. We'll have it. It's too far down the track. If they were willing to go ahead,
you know what is going to happen here, Henry, is that they're going to pass some amendment in the Senate. It's quite clear. He's counting that it is that he's got that Griffin and these fellows all want to vote for some amendment. And I took a hard line. There isn't any they could pass. Well, isn't there one you could give us? I said no. I just couldn't believe my ears when I heard this stuff this morning. But and I asked Bill met with his group, and he said he didn't give an inch on the amendment, particularly the Matthias amendment. He said, well, he said the Barton reporting every 6 months. There was that, he says, where it says that we should negotiate within NATO or something like
in
that.
In order to reduce forces.
Well, for Christ's sakes.
In many ways, Matthias is worse than Mansfield.
Try to get Humphrey off of
it.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I've got Humphrey. Humphrey is willing to sponsor a change in it. If it looks like passing, he'll, to make it more responsible. And I told him I won't discuss it until it's
done.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you're up to here, but man, mindless, incompetent people. Hell, the only good man in there is Ford.
Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
The only man that shows any goddamn
character. Of course, Laird plays a funny role in these things, too.
Well, he was all right.
He was okay today. It's okay today, but you can never tell what he tells these guys when he meets with them.
What the Christ he's saying to them?
Because he really wants to cut forces in Europe.
He wants to cut forces everywhere. Laird's basically in isolation.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, La Falla,